All right, we're 9 games into the regular season, and the Cardinals have been looking pretty bad.
Sounds dry.
So, there have been some bright spots. First, Nolan hit his 300th home run of his career, which is like makes him the 7th person in a Cardinals uniform to do that. I mean, he joins like Stan Musial and other Cardinals greats to do that. And Paul Goldschmidt, actually. Jordan Walker has had a 9-game hit streak.
We'll
see if he can reach. He's looked really good. He has looked disciplined at the plate.
He does
not look like a 20-year-old. Right.
Are you kidding me, dude? He's like 6'6". Dude, I'm 20 years old and I'm a whole foot shorter.
Yeah.
But no, he just has good plate discipline and he doesn't look like he's out of sorts. Right. He looks like he belongs and he has that presence with him. So I think it's been good. And already 2 home runs too. So that's good.
Yeah.
He's been hitting the ball in the right spot. So hard. Every single ball he's hit.
Very hard, yeah.
Every single ball has
been like 100. Yeah. 100
at least, I think.
Exit velo or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, the lineup has showed like its flashes. Like it hasn't been every game, but like sometimes we can just see like it just keeps going, right? There's no like, oh, this guy's an automatic out, you know. There's no more pitcher spot. So like it's looked pretty good in some spots. The opening day game. Yeah, even though they lost, it just like they kept coming back. You know, it'd be like they go down a run, but then you know Arenado hits, and then Goldschmidt. You know, they get in some runs to take the lead back. Like that looked like a potential World Series matchup. They're saying, you know.
Yeah,
That game was really good.
Favored, yeah. I had a great time watching opening day, even though there was that loss, which was kind of frustrating with all the blue pits that Toronto kept getting. Like, whenever we did go down, we came back.
Right.
We'd hit a home run to tie the game, or then we'd come back again after we, you know, they somehow kept blooping it over our infield and end up getting the go-ahead runs and all that other stuff, but... For a while there, the Toronto pitching staff had zero breaks. Absolutely zero.
Now we're going to talk about some of the things that were not that good. Nootbaar's injury. I mean, he's played one game, I think. Coming off of a great World Baseball Classic victory for him, and then to just get injured in the first game. Hopefully he'll be back soon. I think they placed him on the 10 or 15 day IL.
I think it was just 10. So I think he might be back relatively soon. But it was just a little disappointing seeing him out right away after coming off that really good hot start in the World Baseball Classic. Hopefully he comes back and he still kind of has that groove with him. Obviously, he's going to have the energy. You know, it's Nootbaar, but we'll see how well it is.
Yeah.
That could be something that might help us get out of our little.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was actually thinking the same thing. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. I think they've played with less energy the past couple games. Like, they haven't had the enthusiasm or excitement that Nupar brings.
Yeah, we kind of seems like we have our heads down a lot of the time, honestly. Even when we were doing well,
right.
It kind of just seems like we're like still kind of like looming over the stuff. But I think maybe Nupar coming back and playing some games and sticking his tongue out like a crazy person might maybe bring some life back to us, which I think would be good. But hopefully he comes back and he
right.
at least is happy, because that is always a positive thing.
Right, right. So, but then also, we're last place in the Central right now at 3-6.
Not how I thought the season was going to start.
Yeah, but I mean, we've played some really good teams. I mean, the Blue Jays, the Braves,
yeah.
the Brewers to a lesser extent, but still, all very good teams. But, you know, obviously you didn't want to see that, but hopefully you can move past it, put in your rearview mirror, and then win some games against some lesser teams, and it'll all even out, you know?
Yeah, long season. So.
Yeah.
Just the start, so.
It's no different than an 8-game slump in the middle of the season, right?
Right, yeah. Just kind of seems a lot worse, I think, because our expectations were so high.
Right, 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 right.
This is going to be great. And then it's like kind of like the wind has kind of died down in our sails a little bit. So it's been like, oh, man.
Right.
So.
And I think some people have just like started panicking, like especially about the rotation, mm-hmm. which is what we're going to get to in a sec. Because that has looked bad, and especially really bad in some cases. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, so let's actually just get to that. We're going to talk about the rotation. I mean, it's looked really bad. I think we've got the second worst ERA in the big leagues right now, which is obviously not good. But, again, we've played some good lineups. The Braves have a very good lineup, and so do the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to make it look worse. And as you said in the first game, the Blue Jays got a lot of bloop hits,
mm-hmm.
not really hard hit balls. So
yeah.
I don't think the Cardinals' rotation is the second worst in the big leagues, right?
No,
I think we're more average, right?
Yeah, I would say we're middle.
We definitely don't have a good rotation, but it's solid. It's fine.
Yeah. Like, Jordan Montgomery has shown, you know, in his two games that he's shown the flashes. I think, what is it, last game he pitched or whatever? Like, he was dealing. Like, he was doing pretty good. So he's shown that he could do that. I know Jack has scared the daylights out of me after walking so many guys, but he was throwing a no-hitter in his first start despite having a lot of walks, so And still throwing a shutout too, so it's not like we're the worst. It's just not. It just doesn't seem like we're super solid. We're kind of in that like shifting phase where it's like we can either sometimes be over here and then other times we're just way over here. So it's just kind of a hot and cold thing when it comes to whether or not the pitching is going to be good or not. Which, you know, maybe we'll come into form mid-season. Maybe we'll get used to something. I don't know, but at least at the moment, obviously, in ERA-wise, we're second last. But, yeah, to your point, I don't think we're the second to worst pitching rotation.
Right.
I think okay. Not great, but we're okay.
Right. And I think, like they've done the past three seasons, I think they're probably going to trade – for a starting pitcher maybe at the deadline. Mm-hmm. And also, like, we're going to see Wainwright back in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be good, hopefully. Right, right. And I know some people like Woodford, but I definitely don't.
I kind of would like to see. I mean, I don't know how ready he is, but I mean, Matthew Liberatore, I feel like maybe over Woodford, but I mean, I just, you know, I don't know how ready Liberatore is over Woody, but from what I've seen from Woody in the past 3 seasons, because he's been up and down the past 3, I think, he's been kind of.
Right, yeah.
He's been very meh to me, if anything.
Yeah.
I kind of would rather see Liberatore go out there and get used to things a little bit more than Woodford. So, but that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think Liberatore is going to get a chance. I don't know if it's going to be in a month or towards the end of the season, but I definitely think he's going to be in the big leagues at some point this season.
Yeah, so probably.
We can look forward to that. Also, I wanted to talk about the fight between, not an actual fight, but like a verbal fight.
If it was an actual fight
between O'Neal,
would have lost hands down to Tyler. Let's be real. If it was a fist fight, game over for Ollie. No way. Just a verbal little tough.
Right. So, if you don't know, Tyler was on second base, right? And I forget who it was, but someone hit a ball to right where Acuna was. This was during the Braves series.
Donovan, something like that, I think.
Donovan? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And O'Neal was running home, right? Because he got the call from the third base. He got the send, yeah. And some people said he like slowed down and he was tagged out at home by a sizable margin. And then after the game, Marmol was like upset and he like said that we don't accept that. Like, we demand hustle 100% all the time.
Right.
And then he benched Tyler the next day.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not did he actually bench him or was it like a scheduled day? I don't know. I've heard both stories, honestly.
Right, right.
So I don't know what it was. I can kind of see a little bit of both sides. I can kind of see a little bit of Ollie if he didn't think like he was hustling, that he wants to set a precedent to the, you know, the entire team where it's like, hey, I expect you guys to run it out, to hustle, whether or not it's on the base paths or even when you're like, you're, you know, trying to get to a ball and make a play. He wants that effort all the time. And I'm obviously for that. I 100% get it. I think if you're going to be giving effort, you deserve to be on the team and out there playing. But at the same time, I know that Tyler O'Neal is really fast, but it was kind of a more shallow left field or shallow right field hit.
Right, right.
And it's against Ronald Acuna, who has a crazy good arm, and he threw a dime
right
to the plate. Like, he threw it like a perfect throw, and he's a good arm. So
yeah.
There's like a little bit of both where it's like, I don't think it was necessarily 100% Tyler's fault that he was thrown out. I can understand the frustration if Ollie didn't think he was hustling. But even if he was hustling, he might have been thrown out anyway. But I don't, you know,
yeah.
I know that we talked about it a little bit. But coming out to the press about it was kind of not great move, in my opinion, on Ollie's part.
Right. I think Ollie, I agree that you need a hustle, but I think he should have like talked to Tyler himself and not talked to the media about it. I think he should have said, we're going to deal with this internally or something to the media. And then, you know, cause it's kind of blown up. Right. And now there's like, feels like there's a rift between the team and like, to like conflict, you know, you want to appear as like a unified team, Right. You know, it's probably like, easier to beat a divided team than a unified team.
Right. Because now there's that animosity within, let alone the struggles to start anyway. So.
And then you got people choosing sides, right, on the team, like players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just don't want you don't want this, right? You're already like having to beat really good teams, and now you're just like kind of beating yourself by starting like fights within yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And who knows? Maybe they've figured it out. Maybe they actually had like a one-on-one talk. Maybe they've had a whole clubhouse talk about it. I don't know. We don't know.
Right.
But honestly, even if they have, at this point, don't go to the press about it. Don't worry about it at this point. If you have figured it out, just show it on the field that you figured it out. So,
yeah,
I think that's the best they could do at this point.
I saw O'Neal make a play on the ball today in center, and it did not look very good. Like, it was over his shoulder, and he ran back.
Yeah.
And I thought he could have caught it. I know it was a hard catch, but, you know, Bader would have caught it, right?
yeah.
So I was a little disappointed in his effort there, the outcome. But, you know.
I mean, if we're really talking worst case scenario, and it is too much of a problem to keep him, and they decide that they want to trade him at some point, obviously, you know, he has that great potential of being a good, like a great player, fast, strong, can hit the ball really hard. And if we lose him, obviously, you know, hopefully it doesn't turn out to be another like Sandy Alcantara kind of a thing, but I don't think we'd be suffering too bad. I saw Dylan Carlson make a great sliding catch in one of our homestands. I think it was against the Braves.
Right.
So he can still play center. And then obviously with Newport back and left and Jordan Walker playing.
Yeah, right. Newport is a better fielder.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be in a bad spot outfield wise if we don't have Tyler O'Neal.
Right.
It's just whether or not we figure it out. And I'm sure even if we did trade Tyler O'Neal, we could get some pieces that we might need. Like, if I'm thinking realistically, if it was a big enough problem and we take a look at our outfield situation and we decide that there's no need for Tyler O'Neal anymore, we could honestly probably trade him for maybe an actual decent pitcher that kind of goes under the radar a little bit if we do our homework the right way. You know, and, you know, that would be kind of like a Harrison Bader thing I think we did last year with Montgomery kind of a thing. But outfield-wise...
And now Montgomery is probably our best starter.
Yeah, at this point.
Right.
I thought Michaelis was going to be, but he hasn't shown it yet.
Right. Well, I think Flaherty could develop into the best starter.
Yeah.
But he needs to get his fastball command up.
Yeah.
He it's can't be throwing it all over the place.
So.
Right. It'll take some time, but yeah, for now I think Montgomery's the best, but Flaherty definitely could develop.
Yeah. And that proves that, like, obviously early on in the season there have been things that might have been not going our way, but there's also still a lot of good positive things that we can look forward to. Obviously, Jordan Walker, our rookie, has been doing great to start his career.
Right, right.
9 straight games with a hit. Hopefully he'll continue 2 home runs. Nolan Gorman, who is looking better at the plate. He's been taking, a few.
Right, yeah, he's looked really good. Here,
and he's been still hitting his home runs. He has 2 as well. And
Donovan's looked more powerful.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He is a little taller, I think. I don't know. He did something, but Donovan's been looking good.
I think he went to driveline.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
But he's got a different bat.
Maybe. I think he has like a bigger knobbed bat or something. Yeah. Something different. Yeah. But we still, and obviously, Cardinals defense, second to none. You know? Like, we have a lot of good things going our way.
Infield defense, at least.
Right. At least for sure infield defense. Yeah. At least right now.
Right.
But I think we still have a lot of those good things going our way with Gorman, Walker, Donovan. You know, we still have Gold Glovers at the corners and Arenado and Goldie. It's like just whether or not these things mesh. And not to mention, Wilson Contreras seems to be fitting right in my opinion. He's been doing a great job.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to look forward to. You know, we do have some easy series coming up, right?
Right, we got the Rockies and then the Pirates and then the Diamondbacks. So,
okay,
you know, we can make some ground there.
Yeah. And
crawl our way back to the top, hopefully.
Yeah. Man. When was the last time the Cardinals were last? Let me look this up really quick. When was the last time the Cardinals were last in the NL Central? Has to be a while ago, right?
Probably like 2020 or something. I feel like COVID year is weird.
Yeah, COVID year is funky.
Right? Because we like the whole team got quarantined that year.
Oh, that's right.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah, we were at that point because we hadn't played like however something games and everybody else was still playing.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess that is the last time that has happened, but kind of a funky situation there.
Yeah, so I think all in all, I think it's important to not freak out about the Cardinals' poor start. Right. Like that one office clip.
Yes. Everybody of stay Michael. Calm. Stay calm. Just yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they'll be okay.
Yeah, we're gonna be good. We're gonna be good. Whole lot of games. That more, you know, what we've only played 9 games. We have 58 games left. Right? Wait, no. 162 minus 9. Not. Oh yeah. No. I don't know. Math is hard, man. I can't do simple math. It's tough. But we have a lot of games left. 150-something games, probably. So we have a lot of time to make up. And, you know, sooner or later, being early in the season.
It's 153, teams... right?
Yes. No, wait.
Because minus 3 would be... Or minus 10 would be 152.
Yeah, it's 100.
So minus 1 would be...
So 150. Yeah. There we go. Man, my gosh. I have not had to take another math class in a while. Anyway, it shows.
Maybe you should.
But, yeah, you know, we have a lot of games left. And eventually some of the teams that are looking like they're overproducing right now, you know, obviously it's, you know, early in the season, so everything's kind of over and
the Rays.
I know the Rays are undefeated, crazy, but everything's going to level out. Teams are going to start that are expected to not be good are probably going to start dipping down anyway. The teams that we do expect to be good, like the Cardinals, for instance, are going to start making that uptick again. So yeah, I think the really important thing that you mentioned is to just stay calm and we're going to figure it out. Kind of let things simmer a little bit.
Right. All right. See you guys next week.
Yeah. See ya.